USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Get ready for difficult times at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's the warning from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
That's the date Title 42 expires. It was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Mayorkas is warning immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. We're just weeks away from the U.S. defaulting on its debt, and President Biden says if that happens, it will be devastating.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation would be damaged in the extreme.
Speaking at SUNY Westchester Community College in New York, the president accusing some Republicans of holding the economy hostage. A congressional hearing is set for next week on the artificial intelligence platform ChatGPT. The CEO of OpenAI Technology will be questioned by the Senate Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and the Law. The committee wants to know more about the benefits and the risks involved with AI. New York Congressman George Santos says his indictment on 13 federal charges is nothing more than a witch hunt.
I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
Santos pleaded not guilty to all the charges and says he will not resign from office and plans to run for re-election. He was taken into custody this morning and released on $500,000 bond. Insurance companies will no longer have to cover COVID tests beginning tomorrow. While we were under a public and national health emergency designation, Americans with health insurance were able to receive up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month for free since January 2022. That health emergency ends tomorrow. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
The Congressional Committee that oversees government has provided evidence that the Biden family has been paid by foreign governments in what Representative James Comer describes as influence peddling.
The House Oversight Committee has released bank records indicating that the Biden family has been taking in millions of dollars from multiple governments. The bank records show multiple wire transfers to multiple accounts in what Comer says is an attempt to hide their origins. Representative Comer reveals the family members getting money from foreign governments described as influence peddling.
Joe Biden's son, Joe Biden's brother, Joe Biden's brother's wife, Hunter Biden's girlfriend or Bo Biden's widow, however you wanted to write that, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife, and three children of the president's son and the president's brother. So we're talking about a grandchild. That's odd. Most people that work hard every day's grandchild doesn't get a wire.
I'm Lance Prime.
An over-the-counter birth control pill may be in our future. A panel of FDA advisors has recommended that an over-the-counter pill be made available. That pill, called O-Pill, would be made available without a prescription. A final decision from the FDA is expected this summer, although they're not required to follow the recommendations of the advisory panel. Some former members of the SNL cast have joined the writer's strike picket lines in New York. Tina Fey, Seth Meyers, and Fred Armisen all joined a rally at Silver Cup Studios in Queens. And the NFL is going to have a game on Black Friday this year for the first time. It will be the Jets versus the Dolphins. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.